Child of the Forest, based on the life story of Charlene Pearl Mutter Schiff. Written by Jack L. Grossman and James Buchanan. Narrated by Lisa Seneca. Original music by Jack L. Grossman. Dedication. To all of the precious, innocent souls who perished in or survived the Holocaust, never again. To the many people, including my wife, Christy, and our daughters who believed in me and supported me throughout this journey. To my grandparents, parents, and the many relatives and friends, living and deceased, whom I love deeply. And to my dear friend, Charlene, the most amazing person I ever met. Your kind soul and gentle spirit will forever live in me. Forward. On Memorial Day of 2006, I visited the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum for the third time in 4 years. It was a day I will never forget. The field trip I helped chaperone arrived at the break of dawn in Washington, D.C. by bus from Charlotte, North Carolina. Just like my previous trips, we started the day with a prayer service at the Vietnam War Memorial, as silhouettes in the background laid memorials at the base of the wall, while others transcribed names from the wall onto paper. It was a perfect prelude to what I was about to experience. I was accompanied by my youngest daughter, a busload of other 12-year-old children, and a few other chaperones. After the short and reverent prayer service, we were off to the Holocaust Memorial, and I prepared mentally for the familiar, somber experience. I went expecting to feel the same level of deep sadness that I felt on my previous trips, but I did not expect to be so profoundly moved. My view of life was forever altered when I heard a story about a young girl and her experiences during the Nazi invasion of her small town in eastern Poland during the early 1940s. The more I listened to her story, the more I questioned whether I heard it correctly. I kept asking myself, did I really just hear that? Charlene was known as Shulamit Perlmutter, but lovingly called Musha, pronounced Musha by everyone who knew her. Her story was so moving, it literally embedded into my subconscious. I could not run from its presence. In fact, for the remainder of the day and the next day traveling home, I couldn't get it out of my head. I kept repeating to myself, did I hear her story correctly? Did this really happen? Upon arriving home, I greeted my family and without hesitation went immediately to the computer. I searched the internet hoping to find a book or movie about this young girl and her experiences during one of humanity's darkest times. I kept thinking how she must have felt and if I would be as brave. I so badly wanted to share this story with my family, but I also wanted to confirm that I heard it correctly. I wanted answers to my burning questions. I searched and searched the internet, but to no avail. I thought, how can this be? I had just heard the most compelling story of my entire life, and it has not been documented in a book or film for others to experience? It was right then and there that I looked up to my wife from my chair and said, I am going to make sure Charlene's story is told to the world, whatever it takes. And yes, I heard her story correctly. And yes, it really did happen, but it was even more incredible than I first thought and more compelling than I could ever imagine. Jack Grossman, September 2018, North Carolina. Hope is a fiction. It's a dream that tomorrow will be different, or some miracle will happen to save you. It's not sufficient. It's not enough to keep you alive in the ghetto, the camps. When a person is drowning and they reach for air, it's not hope that propels that fight. The drive to live is what pushes us toward life, but it's stronger in some and can make the difference between life and death. Why stronger in some? It's always love. Love is what a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?